Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Naininam Hangsin. GST field officials under the Assistant Commissioner of State Taxes, Kohima Ward B, conducted inspection, search and seizure operations across commercial establishments in Kohima on June 23 and 24. According to official sources, the inspection was conducted to strengthen tax compliance and ensure transparency in business transactions. The inspections carried out under Section 67 of the NGST Act 2017 focused on verifying the issuance of tax invoices, examination of sales and purchase records, scrutiny of GST returns, and physical stock verification. Officials also see sales-related documents, including cash memos and bills, for further assessment. Traders were advised to maintain proper records, issue genuine tax invoices, and file GST returns accurately and on time. The department stated that similar inspections will continue in other parts of Kohima in the coming weeks. The Naglan GIS and Remote Sensing Center, Kohima, conducted a one-day technical workshop for officials of the Directorate of Census Operations. Senior Project Director Matang Kitan said the center has over 350 geo-reference and digitized map layers covering all villages and urban local bodies in the state, highlighting the role of GIS and UAV technologies in improving census accuracy through detailed household mapping. Officials were briefed on the center's database, major projects and achievements, and visited the Drone Center of Excellence for demonstrations on drone assembly, 3D printing and training facilities. The Directorate of Census Operations showcased the technology being used for India's first digital census and sought technical support from the center. Both departments agreed to explore future collaboration, while discussions also covered urban and rural mapping and the use of artificial intelligence in spatial analysis. The Kifre District Narcotics Coordination Committee has resolved to strengthen interdepartmental coordination, intelligence sharing and surveillance to curb drug trafficking and substance abuse in the district. At its meeting held on Tuesday under the chairmanship of ADC Kifre, Longdiba L. Sangtam, the committee reviewed NDPS cases, seizures, prosecutions and enforcement actions taken by police, excise and other agencies. It also discussed measures to intensify action against illicit cultivation, trafficking and local peddling, strengthen check gate monitoring, expand awareness programs and improve counseling, rehabilitation and treatment support services. The meeting further emphasized community participation. Naglan Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir has urged Disha members in Peck District to intensify public awareness efforts so that more people can benefit from government welfare schemes while encouraging entrepreneurship and livelihood generation amid limited government job opportunities. Speaking at the District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee Disha meeting in Peck yesterday, Mr. Jamir expressed concern over the absence of new beneficiaries under the old age pension scheme since 2017 and assured that he would take up the matter with the concerned ministry. He also called for timely victim compensation, greater awareness of one-stop center services and improved telecom connectivity in the district. Naglan advisor for CAWD, Kudejo Kamo, stressed the need for accurate data on elderly persons, widows and persons with disabilities to strengthen welfare interventions. The meeting also reviewed progress under various schemes, while Deputy Commissioner Roshito Nyute noted that increased awareness had led to higher reporting of POCSO cases in the district. A tree plantation drive followed the meeting. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services under Bhandari Subdivision of Wokha District conducted an awareness campaign on the Livestock Insurance Scheme under the National Livestock Mission NLM 2025-26 at Merapani Village and Bhandari Town recently. Deputy Director of the Department, Dr. Gwazen Lotep, highlighted the benefits of livestock insurance in protecting farmers against unexpected losses and promoting better livestock management practices. He also explained the procedure for availing insurance coverage, required documents and GPS-based livestock photography. Farmers were informed that the scheme provides compensation for insured livestock and were distributed free basic veterinary aids. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.